many couplets on sculpture. New wood has poetry in it. Old wood is poetry itself. Time having worn off its prose. I walked out my back door in order to imagine peace. I saw an old wooden beam lying on the grass on its side. I rolled it over and saw that rot had disappeared most of its center and a large part of its end. Millions of ants crawled in it. I stood the beam on its square end and walked around it, looking for abstractions, resemblances, anything to bring out, something to sculpt. I saw a left hand emerge. The beam became an arm reaching up. I dropped it. And most of the index finger broke upon impact. Ants scattered. The hand grew slender. And I envisioned this beam cut and painted, not smoothed, but refined into that lady finger pointing to the ceiling in the gallery. Then I saw the bottom of the beam, that square end exposed since I dropped it lengthwise again. It was not square at all. It was square-ish, a squared collection of the wood grain stripped and pointing all away from the hand I had figured as the point of the art. That end would be hidden in a gallery, confined to the shadow of the sculpture under bright fluorescent or track lights. Then I went to a play, but I almost forgot. While the beam, lay reposed on the lawn, a brown cat jumped up on it. I'm sure it had done that often before I moved the beam and exposed the bright green flower stems under its rotting corpse. This thing was the definition of post-structural. Looked at me and then walked off. I hadn't heard the cat sneak up on my right. I had been busy looking at the bugs, knots, cracks, splits and dirt on the beam itself. And now that I mention it, I'm not sure that the cat was actually brown, but it definitely had an orange collar on, or was it red? You'd be surprised how many colors one old square-ish beam has, or for that matter, how many are on one old fat tabby cat. Not that they matched. Anyway, when the cat came, I was moved to move and look at the beam from some different angles. That was when I noticed the uneven bottom, what I would have hidden as the base in a gallery setting and not been able to enhance, exploit, or generally artify. Is that a word? To artify, verb, transitive. To make like art. To steal. To reuse. To cheat. To collar as a pet, to brand as one's own work, found poetry, to sublimate desire into wood, to peace, to toast, to fake it, to relapse into language even a cat